Okay, I want to talk about this. Actually, I want to talk about this. Why I want to talk about this is because I keep seeing people do video talking about 1 million property, 1 million property, 1 million property. Wow, every month, 1 million property. Then next week, I see 1 million property. 2 weeks later, I see 1 million property. Why you keep talking about 1 million property, okay? So, my this topic, if you know, I don't talk about 1 million property. I have never done a topic out of my 350-something video. I never talk about 1 million property. As in, I never have a video that particularly talk about $1 million property. Okay, sorry. $1 million property, I'm talking about $1 million HDB. Sorry, let's correct me. It's $1 million HDB. I have never done a topic about $1 million HDB flat. Why? Okay, so this is why this video, I want to name it $1 million HDB flat. Let's not talk cock. Okay, so why do I say let's not talk cock? First of all, this topic is really from my heart. Because this one, I realized that, some topic I need to write down, I need to categorize it. Part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4. This one, no need to write part 1. I only write one sentence only. 1 million HDB flat, don't talk cock. Okay, why I say don't talk cock? First of all, 1 million HDB flat, is it going to be very common? Yes, it's going to be very common. Okay, because of the age of the properties, the newly MOP BTO flats, the government 5, 6 years ago, 8 years ago, 9 years ago already built these prime BTO flats and now they have MOP. Naturally, if they are in a very, very amazing location, they will be in 1 million. There's nothing you can run away, okay? Number 2, does it mean that this month there is a lot of 1 million HDB flat transaction means that the property market is doing well? It's not. You never ever use 1 million HDB flat as a benchmark to how well the property market is. It has no relationship at all. Number 3, why are people buying HDB flat that is $1 million? It's very simple, guys. Number 1, a lot of these 1 million HDB flat, they are very new. Okay, new means newly MOP, the age is very young. When they are very new, their location is not too bad. They will be in the $1 million, regardless whether they are 4 room, 5 room or what. Number 2 is if they are in a $1 million range, they are not new, they are old, means they are huge. Huge means they are like EA, EM, upstairs, downstairs lah. Wow, 2-3 bedder hack together lah. 1-3 bedder, 2 bedder hack together lah. 160 square meter, 140 square meter, 45 square meter. That is, guys. And these people still can sell. Okay, so we separate into two categories. The new ones, right? They are new. If they are in very, very good locations, you cannot run away, guys. People like new house. I already say already, people don't like old house. And a lot of these youngsters, right, they are afraid to buy old house because of their age. And also, the youngster, if they buy old house, right, their CPF and loan or thing will get affected. Old people, they also scared to buy new old house. Why? Because if they buy old house, they scared they die, right? They leave a burden to their children. So they rather buy new house. And also they feel that a new house, the environment, the block, everything looks newer. They feel more safe. They feel better, more comfortable. The second part is all this old and big house, okay? Old and big house, right? What EA, EM, 3 plus 3 add together, adjournment, whatever. I tell you, all these flats, they are called unique flats. Unique flats means difficult to find, rare. Rare things confirm can sell, okay? Some is very high floor, 30 over floor, okay? 30 over floors, they stay, they can see the whole MBS, they can see fireworks. Some people, they just like it, okay? So to me, is it very common to have all these house, 30, 40, 50, $1 million transaction in a month for HDB flat? It's actually no big deal, because looking at the amount of all these newer BTO flats, MOP. Recently, I saw Binadari MOP. They're going at 4 room for 1.2 over million, you know. Got people buy or not? I tell you, it doesn't matter because we only need one. We only need one buyer, what? Correct? We don't need a lot of buyer to accept it and a lot of buyer to say that I want to buy. Don't need. We only need one buyer for $1 million HDB flat transaction. Okay, so those people that are trying to hype all this 1 million HDB flat as a news, I think it's bullshit, you know, because it's going to be very common in the next 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 year, 6 years. There's going to be more of this thing happening because this is like a percentage of new house to a percentage of old house. So there is going to be more new HDB flat that is going to MOP every year. This is going to renew the system. So once you see this renewal of system, you will definitely see more of this 1 million HDB flat appearing in the transactions. This 1 million HDB flat again doesn't mean that the rest of the 1 million HDB flat is going to do well. Okay, so a lot of times people say that, hey, so all the 1 million HDB flat, is it they are doing well, they can confirm sell? I can tell you the answer is no. Some of these 1 million HDB flat, the location may not be that amazing, but because they are new, very high floor, they also have difficulty in selling. The one that is easier to sell, the one that can get better prices, or you see those that is transacted, means they are more valuable, is because they are either very rare, means they are very big, the location is considered centralized. If not, they are the newer houses that has good location. Very important, newer houses that's good location. Some of the newer houses, they may not be so good location, they are also very expensive, they are still difficult to sell despite them being a bit cheaper than 1 million. So it doesn't mean that all the HDB flats that is around $1 million can sell. So this is a very big misconception in the market. Doesn't mean that it's new means easy to sell, old means difficult to sell. It doesn't mean that way. There's still a lot of factors coming into the system. And with the market turning recently, I think a lot of people, whether you HDB flats owners or are you private owners, it's time, it's the truth that will reveal whether the agent that told you to buy this and that, is it correct or not lah. Because I already have customers that come and tell me, wow, the agent told me to buy this now I regret lah. You know, the agent tell me to buy that lah, bullshit lah, never make money lah. All these things is starting to float up. Okay, but now we are really at the start only, but this thing is really starting to float already. So this is why good times, okay, every toot also make money one. Every toot, I'm not sorry, talking about humans, I'm talking about things, I'm not talking about you. Every toot also make money. When bad times, you realize a lot of toot doesn't look like a valuable toot anymore, then cannot make money. Okay, so the important thing is buy something that always make money lah. Okay, not just like good market make money, bad market don't make money lah. Have the correct mindset in my last video, then you will understand the property market better and make better property decision. So that's it for 1 million HDB flat. Don't talk cock. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I'll see you in the next episode, and bye bye.